There are, in fact, very compelling reasons why they're targeting Iraq. The fact that they don't tell us those reasons doesn't mean those reasons may not exist. First, there's the one I've just mentioned, we talked about, the global strategic reason, which is to make sure that no country gets out of this closed, fixed global system of multinational corporate capital expropriation. The struggle at that global strategic level is between those people who say that the land, the labor, the natural resources, the markets, the technologies, and the wealth of nations belongs to a few. They're there for the expropriation and for the further and further enrichment of a few. They're there for the Dick Cheneys who made $260 million last year and it wasn't enough. He wants $360 million this year. They want more and more. Wealth is their addiction. The worst addiction in North America, the most dangerous addiction is wealth. It's not drugs. They got more money than they know what to do with. They got more money. They got more money than they could spend in 20,000 lifetimes. They've got more money and all they want is more and more and more and more of it. They're addicts. They're dangerous, dangerous addicts. And this is what we're fighting against. Their goal is the third worldization of everywhere. That's the goal of finance, international finance, corporate capitalism. Third worldization of everywhere. Their goal is to get us back to 1900. I, as a corporate capitalist, every dollar I've got to spend on stupid, annoying, frivolous, unnecessary things like wages and health insurance and pensions and occupational safety and environmental protection. Every dollar I've got to spend on something idiotic like that is one less dollar for me. When will it stop? When will my oppression stop? Now you want seniority rights. Now you want collective bargaining. Now you want vacations. Now you want paid vacations. When will this stop? Until you drag me into total poverty, until I have nothing left on my estates? People sometimes say to me, well, what do you have, a conspiracy theory? Do you think these leaders are just deliberately trying to manipulate the whole world just to suit themselves? What do you say? Conspiracy theorists, how do you like that?